Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's pause to think carefully about this historic event. The Holy Ark, where God resided on earth, took its place in the river. What river? The Jordan, or Yarden as the Hebrew has it, from Yarad, meaning to descend or go downwards. And downwards it goes. Just under 200 miles long, 320 kilometers, it falls 3,000 feet, 950 meters, from its source on the flank of Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea, the lowest spot on the earth's surface. As such, it's often a picture of death leading to life. Recall the great gospel illustration with Naaman humbling himself in the river, then coming out of the water, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14. Or Elijah crossing on dry ground, soon to be caught away, quote, by a whirlwind into heaven. But most significantly, we must link Israel's crossing, when the water opened up for them, with the Lord's baptism here by John. On that occasion, the river didn't open up for him. He went under the waves. But, quote, behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:16 and 17. Didn't our Lord come to the lowest spot on earth? Yes, he did. Didn't he come as the meeting place between God and man, like the ark? Yes, he did. Didn't he enter death's cold waters so that now we can walk through on dry ground, death having been defeated for us? Yes, he did. And through his death, didn't he deal with the mighty flood tide of sin going all the way back to Adam? Yes, praise the Lord, he did. But there's more to this story, as our next lesson will show, and it has to do with our death and resurrection.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.